For the past 7 years, pop singer Justin Timberlake has focused on his acting career. But now he's back in the music world with the release of his third solo album called The 2020 Experience. Julian Baker checked out the album and brings us this review.
Justin Timberlake's first two albums established him as a true solo artist. Working with famed producer Timbaland, JT was able to craft songs that seamlessly mix R&B, pop, and hip-hop. But the 2020 Experience fails to build upon Timberlake's prior efforts, and it seems the singer has lost his touch. The title The 2020 Experience suggests a state of clarity, but here, Timberlake's artistic intent is anything but coherent. The album includes a wide range of genres, from pop, bhangra, hip-hop to techno, which usually works in the singer's favor. However, at times, it seems that the songs are overly complex. Couple this with the album's average song length of 7.5 minutes, and you're left with a work that's both overly complex and difficult to process. Songs like Don't Hold the Wall and Tunnel Vision are testament to Timbaland's creative genius. They feature intricate beats, mixing musical styles from across the world with Timberlake's easy vocals. It's a sound that is yet to be matched in music today. The 2020 Experience lacks lyrical depth, and the album's detailed production can't mask Timberlake's cheesy prose. It's hard to take the singer seriously when he sings songs about strawberry bubblegum. At its core, the 2020 Experience is a love album that lacks direction. After a few listens, every song begins to sound the same, simply becoming background music. Yes, Timberlake's vocals are still as sharp as ever, but a nice voice can't save this album from its faults. It seems that Timberlake is trying to play catch-up for all the years he's missed in the musical world, instead of focusing on what made him a credible artist to begin with. Jillian Baker, Annenberg Radio News.